Yeah, that's right. Look, I think annual leave and leave in general is such an important part of professional life. And we talk to, in FRS Recruitment, we talk to hundreds of employers and candidates every day. And arguably after salary, it's one of the main points of negotiation. So we wanted to take the opportunity to delve a little bit deeper into the subject and see what insights came out there. And, you know, what was interesting was the number of people that didn't actually use their annual leave, all of their annual leave. So if you look at in the Donegal area there, 1 in 5 people didn't take 5 days of annual leave or more. And I suppose in employment terms, that's, you know, that's a lot of people that didn't take up their full leave.
And why is it? Why is it that people aren't using it to the full extent that they would have previously?
Yeah, I think, look, that's a really good question. And I think there's probably two ways to look at this. Possibly the most likely reason could be workload. Some people feel they're unable to step away for long periods of time for, you know, fear of their work not being completed. And, you know, that is a real challenge because at that point you do run the risk of burnout, and it's so important for people to step away and refresh and recharge. Then if you look at the other end of the spectrum, hybrid working can play a part in this and be a factor. You know, you have so many people that are working from home now. They've lots more flexibility to do some of the tasks that they would have taken leave for. Like, for example, we've all had the utility service provider calling out to the house at a very awkward time in the middle of the day where people would have had to take leave. And they may be able to schedule that visit now if they're already working from home.
And as you were saying there, it is very important for mental health and the likes of that to, and it's in the interest of maybe managers to ensure that their staff are taking the leave so that the work that they are doing is perhaps of quite higher quality.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do see lots of employers now and organisations where they have well-being and wellness initiatives, and, you know, annual leave is certainly a part of that. So we've seen employers more and more encouraging their employees to make use of their leave entitlement. You know, it's been able to take that time away from work to come back to be not only refreshed but also productive as well.
And is there any repercussions on the employer's case if their staff aren't taking the leave?
Well, look, I think when we delved into this a little bit further to see what's happening with those unused days, there was quite a mixed report, and they're being handled in different ways. A significant number of people were carrying days over. Some people were getting payment in lieu. But there was some people that came through in the report that if they didn't use that leave, it's lost and it goes unused. So certainly employers, you know, it's their responsibility to encourage their employees to use their leave entitlement.